Sci Center, August 13, 2023.
Tonight's quote is about gratitude. I think, like everyone else here, we've been doing so much talking about gratitude. We've had meditations from it. I think a lot of us are really benefiting from it. So I was really interested to see what Sai Baba would say about it. And so that's the genesis of this quote. The first quality that you have to cultivate is gratitude to the divine. People are thankful for even small acts of service done to them. Is it not necessary to be grateful to the divine who has provided us with so many essential benefits through nature and the five elements? The air you breathe, the water you drink, and the earth on which you walk are all gifts of God. Without being grateful for these divine gifts, man goes after the trivial and wastes his life. What about Baba's quote either inspires you or really stands out to you?
What stands out to me is that Baba mentions gratitude as the very first quality. And I feel that I can relate with that, because when I experience gratitude, I then speak, it's like a stop. It helps me to calm down my mind. It helps me to feel the silence. And then I'm able to do other things. So it is actually makes sense to me that it is, he considers that to be the very first quality.
What stood out for me was Baba is saying, express the gratitude not to shadow, to the source, the existence, not the shadow. And this is something that, you know, Sat has been telling us also, that when you see a tree or in nature, just, you know, acknowledge, you know, the source, and that's what I do. Put my hand here and then acknowledge the Divine Mother, the source. And that creates an immense good feeling, joy in me.
What stands out to me is that Baba points out everything surrounding us as being divine. And again, when you look at everything as being divine, then art a part of it as well. And that was the interesting thing. And then, of course, when you show gratitude, then you actually have accepted every one of those divine entities around you and appreciated them, valued them.
Something that really stood out for me is this sentence, and I'm going to tell you why. People are thankful for even small acts of service done to them. Is it not necessary to be grateful to the divine? So because I looked at so many quotes about gratitude to find like the one, I heard Baba say different things in different ways. And I just want to share, this one sentence was said in a slightly different way in another place, and it really hit me. It said, you express gratitude to someone when you drop your handkerchief, they pick up your own handkerchief and hand it back to you, and you say thank you to them. And yet you're not recognizing or saying thank you to this divine. And to me, it makes me realize how Maya can so trick you into putting your attention or your appreciation in such stupid places, into such like other shadows rather than into the right spot. And that really hit me. The other thing that hit me is, I like Gopi, it reminds me very much of Divine Mother, because if there is a divine from which we came, why not be aligned with that? Why not feel that? And rather than, I don't know, whatever you're thinking or looking at. And so to me, it's like, if there's a dream, or if we're in God's dream, why wouldn't we show gratitude to the one in charge that's making this all happen? Like, why not? And so I really like, those are the things that stood out for me.
I was thinking about the exact same thing. I started thinking how many times we say thank you during the day. You know, thank you for this, thank you for that, thank you for this. But when we walk, as I was walking today with Nilu, you see this meadow with beautiful flowers and this beautiful, the beauty that is created around us. And we don't say thank you for that. You know, we kind of forget that the big picture is, you know, what's around us, the earth, the beauty of this that we see. We need to be thankful for that just about every second of our life.
I was sharing about gratitude, and I was thinking about it, and I talked to you about it. You know, I've been with you now for 26 years, and from the very beginning when I came to you, so often, just out of the blue, you say, in Farsi in particular, Khodar Shor, Khodar Shor, Khodar Shor, which is thank God. And I thought about it a lot, the consistency with which you express gratitude to formless, without reason. And I started doing it, and at the beginning, when my mind was very occupied, to calm my mind down, I had to do things I was grateful for, specifics, just so my mind would come down. And now, because of the practices you've had us do, immediately when I put my hand on my heart, I feel a loosening and a connection. And I'm just wondering if what you have been modeling for us really is just another association, like, and with like everything else, it becomes more and more automatic. The moment you put your hand on your heart, you feel the gratitude, your mind has quieted down, you're not.
Yeah.
I was thinking about gratitude for the past few days, and after I read this quote, and I was thinking that the divine really doesn't need my gratitude. It's all for my happiness. It's all for my own good that this wisdom has been told. And then I was thinking that the moment that I really feel the gratitude, that oval energy just forms. It's just that oneness that, I don't know how to explain it. It's just you and the Divine Mother, you see eye to eye, and you're just... And I think that's what it is all about. I feel like it's that. I don't know if I explained it well, but...
It's a deeper connection to the source.
It's that connection, like something similar to Ida was sharing. And that is what I think Divine rejoice when that happens.
For me, both the understanding and experience that I've learned from Sat's teaching, gratitude is, I think it is the first quality, because it creates that space that lets grace take over. And I have experienced it many times. It goes with trust. Just lets grace take over. Mm-hmm. And that's the closest thing I have experienced. And it's amazing that Baba says it's the first quality, like Farnos was saying. It is really that important.
When I said that to you, I said, is it connecting to the divine? And you stopped me so quickly. You said, I don't want you to have a concept of connecting to the divine. I had the same thing that I told you. And you said that you didn't want me to have a concept.
I shared something recently. My daughter and I went on a hike, and then we went swimming. It's a beautiful lake and surrounded by mountains. Sky was beautiful. And for a minute, I asked her, let's stop and just look around you. And this is exactly what my mom used to say. Just look around you and see. If you saw a picture like this, wouldn't you say, I like to be there? And you're actually there. but you don't really pay attention to it because you're so busy with activity. And then at that time, say thank you. Appreciate it and say thank you. And that's what we did. It was really a beautiful moment for both of us.
I had an experience related to gratitude today. It's still sitting with it, but I wanted to share it. I've shared this recently, like when I feel a sense of lack around something and I realize it, I'll just stop and I'll have that gratitude. I'll say thank you. And it really helps kind of stop things early on. Mm-hmm. Like, and they're things related to something, like, oh, this thing has happened. I'm seeing lack in a specific mm-hmm. place. This morning I woke up with lack for the sake of lack. Nothing it could attach to. There was no issue. I slept like a baby. I'm in a beautiful place. I'm so comfortable. I have not a problem in the world, just a feeling of lack. But what's so cool is because I think we've been kind of every time lack comes at us, we're just like, this time it just came and it was like, I'm here. And I'm like, It's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, yeah, you are. Like, what is it? And then I was able just to look at it, and it was there. And it was really weird to just be there without a label, but like it made me start to see that that is what it is. It's just it is just lack that finds like labels later. Mm-hmm. And then our whole FDU was about lack, and so it was beautiful, and I was just doing my gratitude, and it just hit me. Gratitude is full, and lack is lack. And so it's like a shift. And like, and the first sentence of today's FDE quote was, the mind and thoughts always feel lack. And so that's what made me realize that gratitude's even more awesome mm-hmm. because it is just the fullness mm-hmm. versus like defeating the lack.
Mm-hmm. Kavi, I think with what you shared, I feel like gratitude comes from the heart and lack comes from here.
For others, I guess, who haven't shared, I'm curious, what is the significance of gratitude in your life? How do you use gratitude in your day-to-day life?
I can share about that.
I wrote this for you. Because the first three, I was like, she's not going to be able to talk to those. But number four is her. I did. Go.
I think I put my hand on my heart. I can't even count the number of times a day. As you said, when I'm faced with lack. And before, it was big, obvious lack that really moved me. It was uncomfortable. It was unpeaceful. The more that I do this practice, the more I am aware of subtle lack. Thoughts that tell you nothing that moves you, but like, oh, you ate too much, your hair is thin. And I fully believe these things. But I see them now also. Oh, wait, that's lack. That's lack. That's lack. And I put my hand on my heart. And when I put my hand on my heart, it doesn't exist. And then it feels like it's just more and more obvious to me that this is real and that is not. And the other thing about gratitude is I was never a grateful person. You know, Baba says people are thankful for small acts of service. I was never thankful for anything. And when you sat, talked, and taught us the gratitude for no reason, when I have gratitude, I'm reminded of it, or I'm faced with lack, or just somebody says gratitude. It's like if somebody sneezes, you sneeze. When I do it, it's just an ocean. I mean, more and more and more. Gratitude, less and less belief of everything. This practice to me is the biggest gift.
It's a lifesaver, really.
Yeah. Very effective tool.
Lifesaver, for sure.
You know, the beauty of this practice, everybody says in the religion, Khoda ro shukr, mersi khodaya, this and that. The only difference why it is making incredible transformation for each of us is because again and again, the teaching points to yourself. This is why it becomes effective. We are not wandering around aimlessly and wondering why we don't get any result. And like you all shared, the gratitude has a completely different meaning for us. It is not because a prayer was answered. It was not because you a begging got removed. It is to remove, like Radha was saying, is an antidote to lack, discontentment, and unhappiness. And how fortunate we are that we are taking the truth that all the religion talk about, but turning it to a first-hand experience, realization, and enlightenment, because we have a better understanding of it. Another thing that I say all the time, whenever you guys say something to me, I say is grace, grace, grace. I could say, well, you know, yeah, and give all sorts of egoistic reason for it. The reason I wanted all of us to use grace, or actually I didn't decide, it was happened through me out of grace, is because the ego really doesn't have anywhere to go. It doesn't take position of good deeds or bad deeds. It's just grace. When you say grace, it's like saying, I am that. There's nowhere to hang your coat on it. So as I'm watching all of you sharing, and the result of what is happening for us, I see that the true meaning of what was meant for human has been explained to each of us. And by doing that, there is a benefit. I am sure each of us, in many years ago, maybe some of you recently, would say, Khodaya shukr, merci ke you answer my prayer, this and that, which was very good, very good. But to understand undirected gratefulness and putting your hand on your heart means I'm not going far away, is right here, right now, is a grace that we all received. It's not my grace or your grace, it is the grace. And these are the type of thing that really releases us from bondage. So I'm really, really grateful. I am so, so grateful. It's just incredibly grateful.
The only thing left is the last question is, does anyone here have any struggles with gratitude or with understanding Baba's quote that you want to talk about? Anything, any struggles you have with gratitude and how to do it or use it?
I love the silence.
Huh? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just an instrument. Don't fool yourself.
The most beautiful instrument.
Yeah, I might be pretty, but... as we all are.
I'm so grateful for both undirected and directed gratitude.
Yes.
They're both incredible.
They're both. They go to the same source.
Asato, thank you for teaching us, and I remember... a few years ago on the balcony, I told you, I really don't know how to say thank you, and you said, put your hand.
You were the first one I said it.
I know, and that really, really helps for times that you just, there's no word for it, you just feel frustrated. How do I express myself?
Yeah, that's how you do it. Because we share one consciousness. When your attention is gratitude toward me, you put your hand, actually I receive it purely, because there is a oneness of one consciousness. It's miraculous here.
After the meeting has ended, Sat asks everyone in the room what was the most inspirational part of their day.
May I share something? Mm-hmm. This is not really specifically inspiration, but it may be gratitude also. It was just a combination of many things. Last week there was a day that I really needed a hug from my mom. I woke up and I missed her so badly, and I wanted her to be there to hug her. And I went out shopping, the grocery store. That's the place that we used to go together all the time. And she was just on my mind, and my heart was jumping out of my chest, walking through the grocery store. And then I saw this lady that was kind of older, and she had gathered a lot of stuff and had a hard time carrying them. The thing on the top was almost falling. I don't know why I did it. I just grabbed the one on the top and then put everything from her hand, one after the other, in my basket. And then I took her to the front and I said, stay here, I'm gonna go and get a basket for you. When I came back, I don't know how I can describe her face. And I don't know why I did all this. It was just, I was on a, something. And her face was full of gratitude and love. She told me, oh my God, you're an angel. And then she said, I want to hug you. She gave me a big hug.
That's beautiful.
That was so amazing. It made my day. And yeah, I had tears, but it was not because I was sad or I missed anything.
Amazing.
I felt like my mom sent this.
Oh.
And then you were in my mind all the time. It was like you sent her to me as well. You felt me. My mom felt me and sent her. It was
that was such an inspiring story. Wow. That goes to show the one consciousness. Again, you hug one, they all become you, like your mother. Now, which one of you was not inspired today? I invite them to say something inspirational.
Today, I was the first time in a really, really long time that I just laughed so wholeheartedly. And I just felt so light, and I really forgot a lot of things. There were a lot, like hours where I wasn't thinking of anything. And it was the first time in like 3 months for me. So it was extremely inspirational, and I just felt so light and joyful and free.
Wonderful.
I don't say this often enough, openly. Every time I have a challenge on the outside, on the exterior. I feel your attention in my heart. Today was one of those days. And just, I knew you were giving me all this love. And I don't say that because I feel that it may be a little private, but it happens to me all the time.
Well, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. It's for you. It's definitely for you. What about you, Mira?
I just miss you a lot.
Oh, I know that.
That coming here was really inspirational for me. I'm quiet. I'm not talking, not because I don't have anything to say, because I'm so emotional.
I know.
I cannot stop. But the gratitude, everything is nothing but grace.
Aww, you're so cute.
Thank you.
She is. What about you, Soela?
In Minyavin, after I really
That's exactly why I had to force everybody to say so I could come to you. Yeah, put your hand on your heart. Close your eyes. All of us do it. say, Divine Mother, I am not going through this cycle in موقعیت که هر از گاهی میاد. تنها چیزی که میتونم بگم اینه که من باهاش نمیرم. برای این که میدونم همه چیز تو زندگی من چه بالا بره چه پایین بره چه بد شه چه خوب شه دستتو توش میبینم. From the depth of your heart, I want you to say thank you so much. And don't pay attention at your mind. Don't pay attention how you feel. Just say it a few times. Bring your attention downward again and again. And say thank you, thank you. This cycle cannot come anymore. Thank you. I am not going to lose my trust that always came and من نجات داده. Thank you. Sadness is just a ghost, a shadow. I'm not going with it. کمبود نمیرم باهات. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, my beloved heart. قلب خودتو. And just take a deep breath. And believe me, that is a healing. Just let it all go. Let it all go. Don't be convinced by your thoughts and your feeling.
Yes.
Let me just concentrate on her. Stay with what I say more than anything else. موقعیت، نه موقعیت، افکار، نه افکار، احساسات، هر چی که هست به قوی این کاری که ما کردیم نیست. تکرارش کن. یعنی با تمام وجود. حتی موقعی که you're not feeling good. It's the best remedy.
Yes.
I scan you all. When I come in the room, I scan all of you. Not that I want to, but it happens. You cannot hide.